There's no mistaking that voice is there. Tributes to the unmistakable Dame Olivia Newton-John have been flowing in from around the world after she died peacefully at her Southern California ranch yesterday. She's been described as a star, an inspiration, a force for good, an icon. There's no doubt she touched the lives of millions of people all around the world. And her impact has been felt well beyond the world of entertainment with her tireless cancer advocacy work with the Olivia Newton-John Foundation, raising millions to support cancer research over the years. Someone who knew her both as a star, but also her generosity as her friend, longtime music producer Chong Lim. Welcome to you, Chong.
Thank you, Andy.
Sorry for your loss. Really sad news, and it's incredible the outpouring of grief. I wasn't really sure. I thought she was our Olivia Newton-John, but she was the world's. I mean, the BBC has been running obituaries all day. It's extraordinary. Are you blown away at the outpouring of grief for your friend?
Absolutely. She is an incredibly special person, loved all around the world. And just don't forget that in her day, she was as big as Beyoncé. She had number one albums, number one singles, 4 Grammys, a number one movie. And so she was the big superstar of her day, you know. But in spite of all she's achieved, she's a very down-to-earth, very warm, very friendly, very giving person. And when she turns up, anyone would notice that she's so warm and gives you her time. But there was a regal air about her. You know that this person has achieved everything there is to achieve in entertainment. You know, and she was very, very giving. And you know that she has done things. You know, she's got Elton John on speed dial. Sometimes we talk to her, I'll just ring Elton. You know, what? she's incredible. You know, you see photos of, you know, Lady Gaga going backstage to an Olivia Newton-John concert and they beside themselves. And she is an icon.
That's wild. Yeah, she really came from, I don't want to say a forgotten era because, you know, you don't have to be this extraordinary kind of extreme persona when you're a performer. She seemed very human and almost like a more humble and wholesome era of celebrity and of performer.
Absolutely. Well, extreme as in? Her singing talent is extreme.
Of course, you know. Yeah, yes. I didn't mean that. I was just saying it's incredible in this day and age of celebrities, which make the splash for all the wrong reasons.
I will always used to tell her, Olivia, you have used your fame for good. You know, the influencers of today, they hawk upon their fame for in exchange for gifts and stuff. And Olivia, you used her fame to raise money for charity. And as you say, she was a great anti-cancer advocate. And I've been there with her from the start at the trenches, at the front of the trenches when she started raising money for the Olivia Newton-John Cancer Awareness Center at the Austin Hospital. You know, she would use to auction off I Honestly Love You or Hopelessly Devoted to You, and she would, you know, auction herself singing the song at someone's dinner. You know, that's how incredible she was. you know, for an artist, you know, their best songs are their gold, you know, their gold statuettes. And she would auction them off. You know, we'd do charities and she'd say, okay, highest bidder, I'll come to your house and sing I Honestly Love You. And I have gone to those people's houses and played with her. And she would not hesitate to go out and do that sort of stuff. You know, she was very giving.
You first worked with Olivia Newton-John on the Main Event tour. How did you come to work together on that tour? And what were your first impressions when you met her that day?
Well, I was in awe and I couldn't believe that she was so humble and nice and giving. And, you know, I was part of a huge operation, a huge orchestra, and I was part of John Farnham's band, and there was an orchestra as well, and another band, and somehow we struck up a friendship. And soon after that Mammoth tour, she took myself and the band to America for two consecutive tours. And she had not toured for, I think, about 25 years or something. And she wanted to take a band she could trust and believe in. And we went with her, and we played in Las Vegas and all over America. And we went to Asia and play there. And she's huge in Asia, you know?
Well, that's interesting. So do you put that down to just the worldwide success of Greece, or was it her own recording career? And how was she received in places, far-flung places like the United States when touring?
Well, she's absolutely adored. I don't think they even realize she's Australian. And she would get standing ovations every night, and they would hang on to her every word. And I would say Greece would be her number one claim to fame. But also, don't forget, I Honestly Love You was a worldwide number one. And these days, if you have a worldwide number one, you'd be remembered, you'd be on everyone's iPhones. Right? In those days, it was everyone's lounge room, you know, your LP in someone's lounge room. And you know, her fame was due to her singing prowess, but she's taken it to another level.
If you just tuned in, Chong Lim is here. He is a friend of Olivia Newton-John. We're remembering the legend she is here on RN Drive. You're with Andy Park. You also mentioned that you worked with her in a sort of a cancer and wellness and research type advocacy in Melbourne. That's incredible how much money she raised. You mentioned that she'd go to people's houses and auction off songs. Sometimes, you know, very wealthy people's houses. That must have been sort of surreal, with such a big star putting herself out there for such a good cause.
Yeah, very surreal. And I used to think, why? I understand why she's doing it, but she's selling off her crown jewels. You know, people don't give away their best songs for nothing. But this isn't nothing. This is was a big project of hers, her lifetime project, and I'm so proud that she's achieved it.
Finally, how do you feel she will be remembered? Is she that very sort of statuesque, black leather clad actress in Greece? Is it the Lycra in physical? How do you think she will go down in history from someone who knew her well?
I would say her legacy would be her sweet vocal sound and her brilliant musicianship. You know, do not be fooled, but she's so sweet and singing comes so naturally to her. But it is an incredible talent she has and an amazing set of skills. And secondly, she will be remembered. She will hopefully be remembered for her statesmanlike approach to fundraising to fight cancer and to create those wellness centers for everybody to benefit from. You know, through her personal sacrifice, she has turned a negative into a positive.
Chong, again, I'm so sorry for your loss. It's a loss that we all share, and I appreciate you joining me tonight.
Thank you, Andy.
Chong Lim was Olivia Newton-John's music producer and friend here on RN Drive.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.